Welcome to the DangerCast, where we talk about the design and culture of Gangplank. I'm Jade Meskill.
I'm Derek Neighbors.
Greg Taylor.
And I'm Roy Vandewater.
So this week we wanted to talk about the third value of the Gangplank Manifesto, which is participation over observation. Why did we come up with this?
Man, this totally puts an image in my head of like a high school dance where everybody is just standing around the wall, around the outside of the dance, but nobody's actually dancing.
You went to every event circa 2005 in the Phoenix metro area.
I think that's exactly why we came up with this.
A bunch of wallflowers.
Yeah.
So
there was a lot of that.
So I think a lot of this was in our communities in particular, there's always incessant bitching about how this wasn't right and that wasn't right and how this wasn't perfect. And if only we had this and only, and it's like, what are you doing about it? Like, what are you contributing to? And always the answer was a big fat goose egg of like, and so I think that really became part of the Gangplank mantra is like, we're going to do something. I can't tell you how many times people tried to slow us down. So we had no marketing campaign. We had no agenda. We just said, like, we're going to do cool stuff with cool people, and we're just doing it. And every time we say, like, oh, did you talk to so-and-so about it? Why the fuck would I talk to so-and-so about doing that? Like, if they, yeah. You know, Ed and Francine, I love you, but this is going to be, I'll call you out on it. And it's not your fault. It was the community.
This is the DangerCast, you know, today.
one of the things that people told us early on was like, oh, man, if you talked to Ed and Francine, yeah. And it's like, no. And they're like, well, you should. And we're like, well, yeah, we're here doing shit every week. If they want to come, they're welcome to show up and come and check it out. And it probably took about 6 weeks, a month, whatever. I don't know what the time frame was. And they came, and it was a great, really great conversation. We've been great friends since and everything else. But it was that was very indicative of the culture of, like, man, you can't do something at all without, like, going through the 65 check proof process. And did you get approval from these people? And it's like, well, why do I need approval to do something? Like, we're going to do it. And I think that just kind of I think that kind of stuff was the exact thing that was like, and another one, Evo, this goes out to you, is I remember we were talking about a podcast at one point, and I think he had mentioned like, oh, you guys should do a podcast during Hack Night or something. And I said, great, like, why don't you do that? And he's just kind of like, and I'm like, well, you know, you can't just sit around and bitch that you wish there was a place to podcast if you don't do it. And next week he showed up and he had like a little mixing board and a little headset thing, and Jade brought some stuff in, and within, you know, a couple weeks there were two or three podcasts being recorded every Wednesday night, and to this day some of that same equipment's probably still floating around here.
We're using it right now.
I think that was the exact kind of spirit at the time, and still today, was like, if you're gonna say, don't say something unless you plan on doing it, because you will be humiliated by everybody that you say it to if you don't do it. Like,
so how does that, so the next value is doing over saying. So how are these different? How is participation over observation different from doing over saying?
So in my mind, you know, everybody asks me, you know, all the people who walk through the door, how do you get involved with Gangplank? How do you do this? I said, you come in, you pull up a chair, and you get things done. You talk to people, and you do. You know, we've had a lot of conversations recently from, you know, anchors and community members. Well, where's the handbook for being an anchor? How do I find out all this stuff? Well, you participate and you find out. You talk to the person next to you, and that's how you find out.
It's interesting because if you've seen it and the way you explain it, it sounds so simple, right? And it is so simple. Like, you just show up and help out, and like, there's enough stuff to do. It'll be appreciated.
And there'll be a place for you.
But it is so unusual that it's hard to believe. Like, if I wanted to participate in anything else, like, I'm not sure. I don't know if I'd have the same confidence I could, like, let's say, show up at the public library and just start helping out. Now that I think about it, they'd probably take my help and figure out some way to do it, but...
Well, I think for me, the difference between doing over saying and participation over observation is the fact that Gangplank is for everyone who comes. Yeah. And it's open for you to jump in and be a part of whatever's happening. There's so many different things happening.
In whatever way you see fit.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the intent is that Gangplank is not for sitting back and watching. So if you show up and you sit quietly in the corner, that might be all right, but you're not going to get the full benefit out of Gangplank. Where I think doing over saying is really for the people who complain a lot that
right.
We wish we had this and we wish we had that.
So to me, I think there linked in ways that are almost inseparable. And one of the things I would say about participation over observation is I think a big part of the mantra here is that if you leave unsatisfied, it's only on you, right? And, and so if you come in and you don't participate in getting the result, you only have yourself to blame for the result you got. And I think that that is something that is wildly, fantastically different thinking for most people. I mean, we had a guy that had come in to one of the hack nights. There were probably 100 people here. I mean, there was music going on. There was a DJ. There was video games. There was coding. There was paint. Like, I mean, it was one of the hack nights where, like, virtually bumping, like, everything going. This guy said, "You know, hey, I'm going to come down to, you know, hack night. You know, it's going to be my first time. You know, what time does it start?" Somebody tells him, Twitter or email. About 6 hours later, you know, this violent email or blog post, I don't remember which, goes out and was like, "I can't believe it. I drove 2 hours from, you know, Lake Pleasant to come down to Chandler, and I came in and there were hundreds of people there, and I came in and I sat down and not one person introduced themselves to me, and nobody asked me at all to do anything with them, and I sat there for 45 minutes and only one person even asked my name. I can't believe that you guys run a place like this. Is so horrible. I'm never coming back. You guys are going to fail. Your customer service is horrible." All of us were like, there was some dude in here. Yeah. Right.
But I'm pretty sure that story was the direct inspiration for this line of the manifesto.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, man, if you drive 2 hours to something and you can't even muster up the guts to say, like, "Hi, my name is Derek." Like, man, you better expect pretty crappy results. Right. And so I think that that's just the expectation, right? So, I mean, the reason I think, say, doing and participation are kind of interlinked is I think the corollary is if you can't find something that interests you to participate, then you need to create it, right? But if there's stuff that interests you, you know, if you show up to a meetup, if I show up to the Ruby group, or if I show up to a startup event, or I show up to an art event or a music event, and I'm interested in that, and I choose to not participate, and I don't like the result, that's on me. That's not on the person doing it, which is very different than, I think, how most spaces or events think about their thing. And then I think it rolled over into kind of a leadership role in that the, you know, we kind of came up with a showopocracy, right? So when decisions were being made, you know, you'd have people that would only come in, you know, anchors, they would only come in every, you know, 3 days or something, and somebody would move something or do something, and they're like, "Oh, you know, how come you guys did that?" And it's like, "Hey, man, you know, show up if you care about that stuff. Like, if you're not going to be around, you know, if you're not going to be active in the space, right? If you're not going to participate, you lose your voice." And I think that's another element, is the people that are participating are the people that are driving. So there's nothing wrong with being an observer and being a passenger. But don't get in the back seat and then bitch about the direction the car's going if somebody offers to let you drive.
Yeah, I fully sympathize with how difficult this is to participate over observe. I'm very much an introvert. I don't like unstructured social interaction. But, you know, that's just like you said, Derek. If I have a bad time, if I go to an event and I have a bad time, it's probably on me that I chose to have a bad time. And so I think the awesome thing about Gangplank in its many manifestations is there probably is the right thing for you to come and participate in. It might not be Hack Night. It might not be some of the other things that we have going on. But there is something that you can participate in.
And if there's, and if you think that there's not, make it.
Yeah. So let's, I mean, these things are so linked. Let's go into doing over saying, right? We've touched on it here and there. We created that because people were complaining that, you know, there's not this and there's not that.
Right.
How has that changed the Gangplank community?
So, I mean, it goes back even to our previous conversation, which was really about community over agendas, right? Like, I mean, I think one of the things that you see, just how we said, when you connect other people, your node gets more powerful, more so than if you just try to connect people to you. In the same way, one of the most influential things you can do is do and participate, right? People get behind people who are getting things done. People get behind people who are giving them a voice and participating in a voice. I cannot tell you how many council meetings I've been to where you've got one crazy nut that comes up and says something, and the council will think twice before they do something because they're deathly afraid of, man, if there's somebody who cares enough to come up to one of our boring-ass meetings and throw a tantrum and sit here for 2 hours to wait to throw that tantrum, how many people are sitting at home with the exact same thought, I'm going to maybe think about not doing this because I want to get reelected.
Especially when that guy's name is Derek Neighbors.
But I think, you know, when you're talking about, you know, people who are representing hundreds of thousands of people saying sometimes all it takes is one or two voices for them to say, like, I'm going to pause and think about this. Mm-hmm. Think about the power of that, right? Like, I mean, the power of participation. I think that's one of the things we're trying to do, too, is, like, be not only participate in gangplank, not only participate in the community, but participate in everything you do. Like, when you go to work, participate. Be a voice in what you're doing, what you're creating. In your community, in your civic duties, participate and be a voice in what you're doing. There's so much power in that. It's so attractive to people.
But it's so difficult because, like, if I participate and screw up, now it's my fault. Like, before I could blame you.
Oh, sure. I mean, I think that's why most people don't participate. Like, yeah. I'd rather not vote and bitch about the person who's in office than to actually vote and then have to, like, say, well, I voted for this person or, you know, hey, the person even got elected and now I'm not really like what they're doing, and I've got to admit that, right? Like, that's, I mean, you have to stand up for it, right?
I always think about my days working in the skate park business, where skate parks were built because people went to city meetings and said, we want this. And the city council probably shut them down the first 10 times they showed up. But then when they showed up and they said, we've raised X amount of dollars, we want this in our city, there's a movement start.
Yeah, people, absolutely.
You know, people are listening then. And, you know, I always think, like, around here, if I want something done, well, it's on me to start.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, action speaks louder than words.
Yeah. And, I mean, I think that's it, man, right there. I mean, that's why I think these things are so linked. Because if it's not happening, it's your responsibility to do it. And once somebody takes the charge and starts doing it, if you care about it, it's your responsibility to participate and help them move it forward, right? So it's like it takes somebody to do it to move the ball forward, and it takes people to participate to help keeping it go forward. And I think that it's just stuff that you don't see. Like, everybody likes to say how great they're going to be. Nobody likes to do the work. Right. So everybody's got great ideas. Everybody's got great ways to implement them. But the number of people that really want to do the work to be great is pretty small. And I think that's where doing over saying came from. It's really easy to talk shit about how awesome you're going to be. It's really hard to be awesome.
Yeah, I think about it. This directly applies to myself. I'll use this to make a confession that I really like to complain. I really like it a lot. But the thing I figured out is it never makes me happy, ever. I could complain forever, and I'll get some, like, perverse joy out of it, but I'll never be truly happy. And, you know, making this part of the core DNA of Gangplank has forced me to reconsider that position, right? And when I find myself complaining, the only thing that's ever made me happy is to do something about it. That's I've created so much more ever since, you know, we've made that really a part of what we do, than I ever would have before. And I've never been happier with myself or the things that are going on around me.
So I will say that the best part about doing over saying it is probably the only value we have that comes in with a built-in meter. It has a meter that is so strong and so in tune. You can tell whether you're doing by how pissed off you're making people. And what I mean by that is if you sit around and complain, everybody and their fucking brother will join in with you and complain and sing praises with you. But if you go out there and you start to do, boy, wait until you see those complainers fucking get pissed off about how you should have done it. Because, man, does the complain go like to 2,000 because what you're showing them is that they had the power all along to get what they wanted, and they chose not to do it, and boy, does that piss them off.
Yeah.
So if you are doing stuff, and if you're doing good stuff especially, expect the community to just roast you like a marshmallow, because they are insanely jealous that you're getting what you want, and they're not.
Yeah, I've said it for a long time. If nobody hates you, you're not doing anything worth caring about. Well, that wraps up our time.
Two for one. Look at that.
Yeah. Next week, we'll be talking about friendship over formality.
Well, we got to find friends to get that one done.
Well, tough. These are values, not necessarily reality.
Maybe we can hire some friends.
And wear ties.
All right. We'll catch you next time on the DangerCast.
Arr, it's Gangplank, they're a creative bunch. Come and bring your laptop and drink the fruit punch. Arr, with some rum.